from the heart of the youth of this land and grew greater and greater.
پیدان به فرمان من خبر اون
Everybody ready.
یگانهای مستقر در میدان.
The units turn to the right. Get ready. Greetings in the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. There is no power except that of God, the Almighty. My name is Ali Reza Tamizi, the commander of the cadet force of the Imam Hussein University. I welcome the leader of the Muslims and the commander of the armed forces. Now, if you please just inspect the parade.
Thank you.
Ready, everybody. Granting the awards and the decrees and ranks, the representatives of the students who are going to be awarded, please come to the podium, towards the podium. Son of Martyr Tutunchi is going to be awarded a prize. He is a son of General Martyr Ali Akbar Tutunchi, one of the staff of the military science of the Army's Academy, who was wounded in Khyber operation and achieved martyrdom in another operation. Meanwhile, he has developed a system on biometry, which is for the first time in Middle East. The war veteran Colonel Sayyid Habibullah Taqavi is going to be awarded a prize. He has lost 50% of his physical faculties during the wartime and was one of the commanders during the Karbala 5 operation. And during the operation, when he was wounded, he became a war veteran and victim of war. IRIGC member is among the staff of the Amir al-Mu'minin University, the former cadet college of the IRGC, and he is one of the war veterans. He was wounded in Khyber operation and was captivated by the Ba'athist parties, and after 7 years came back to Iran. The exemplary professor, Dr. Sha'ban Haqparast, is going to be awarded. He is an assistant professor of the Islamic Teachings Department of the university and has written a number of books on Islamic teachings. The exemplary researcher, a brother engineer, Muhammad Ali Sultani, is going to be awarded. He is son of Martyr Mahmoud Sultani, one of the staff of the Amir al-Mu'minin University, and he is the first designer of simulation in military education for using techniques and tactics of armament in Iran. Exemplary manager Colonel Ghaffar Riahi is going to be awarded a prize. He is brother of a martyr, and he is in charge of the information department and intelligence department of the university, and has played an important role in teaching the students. Colonel Sayyid Mustafa Musavi is going to be awarded. He is the university lecturer of the Department of Science of the Army Academy and has played a major role in training the IRGC staff. The exemplary trainer, Colonel Muhammad Raza Abedini, is going to be awarded. He is among the trainers of the Humanities Department of Alaviyun College and has played a very important role in this regard, and he received the highest ranks. The exemplary trainer, Colonel Muhammad Jawad Marzban, is going to be awarded. He is among the trainers of the Science Department of Shahid Mutahari College, has played a very important role, and has got the highest rank. The exemplary commander of brigade, Colonel Reza Akhkar is going to be awarded. He is the commander of the 2nd Brigade, and also he teaches physical education to the students of the Cadet College. Exemplar trainer, IRGC staff, is going to be awarded. He is among the trainers or teachers of the Department of Science of the Army College, and he teaches tactic in the mountains and also irregular wars. Exemplary trainer, Colonel Abdul Hussein Shah Sana'i, is going to be awarded. He is a trainer of the Information Department of the Amir al-Mu'minin University, and he has played an important role in training the universities in this field. The commander of the brigade, Abul Fazl Mas'udiyan, is going to be awarded. He is the commander of the Exemplar Brigade of the Science Department and has played an important role in teaching the students. The commander of the brigade, Ali Reza Madani, is going to be awarded. He is among the exemplary commanders of the Department of Science of the Cadet College. He has played an important role in training the students. Exemplary student Murad Baqiri is going to be awarded. He is son of Martyr Ali Hassan Baqiri and brother of Baba Murad Baqiri, and he has been very active in the field of cultural studies and teachings in the Shahid Mutahhari University. The top student, Mahdi Abdi, is going to be awarded. He is a student of the Defense Studies and is the topest student of this term, and as a representative of the students, of the graduates, is being awarded. Exemplary student in the field of cultural studies, Mehrdad Alipur, is going to be awarded. He is son of martyr Muhammad Ali Alipur, an exemplary student in the field of cultural studies from the Defense Studies. Department of Defense Studies has played a very important role in the cultural studies. Exemplary student Mahdi Khalil is going to be awarded. He is son of the war veteran Ibrahim Khalil and is exemplary student regarding this in the field of discipline in the defense studies.
که جهان سوخته است از غم تو، دلبری می کند از باد صبا، پرچم تو.
Now Thomas Ahanger is reciting some metaphorical poem about Imam Hussein and religious teachings.
همه عالم شده است نیست جز سوختن و عشق و جنون عالم تو مادرت شام و سحر پرچم تو میبوسن قامت مادر تو خم شده از ماتم تو سایه پرچم تو تا به ابد بر سر ماست عشق هر شیعه بود چشمه ای از زمزم تو Now I would like to request the leader of the Muslims and the commander of the armed forces to deliver his speech if he likes so. In the name of God, the compassionate and the merciful, I would like to congratulate the dear youth and the sons and the lights of the eyes of the nation. I would like to congratulate you on joining the duty of safeguarding the values of the revolution. The Cadet College is the center of science and knowledge and the center of holy struggle and a place for training decisive men with iron wills. Science and knowledge, holy struggle and faith and determination, when joining hands, will create human beings on whom the world can pin hopes for the future. The problem of the world in the age of science and in the modern age was that science in this world was in the service of corruption, rebellion, aggression and invasion. Knowledge is a divine blessing. And the greatest disgratitude vis-à-vis this great blessing is to use knowledge by a generation or a nation at a certain stage of time for oppression, rebellion, aggression, and repression of the human values. And this happened over the past 2-3 centuries, particularly during the past few decades in the world. The nations achieved knowledge and science. It is natural. Knowledge during the course of history changes hand among the nations. Once the center of knowledge was the eastern parts of the world, and at a certain stage it was the western region of the world which became the center of knowledge and science. When these nations achieved knowledge, used it for colonialization, for oppressing other nations, and a large number of countries with great peoples in the east and in the west of the world, in Africa, in Asia, were oppressed because of the knowledge of the Western countries' knowledge and power. They were colonized. The human generations became captive. Today's black in the United States are the sons, offspring and descendants of the poor who were taken by colonialists, Western colonialists, from African countries and became captives. And they were taken from their house and inhabitants just like animals, and taken to harsh labor, were taken to harsh labor and made them displaced. It happened across the world, in Asia, in the Indian subcontinent. In the farthest part of Asia, during the Black Ages, with their knowledge and science they acquired, which was a divine blessing indeed, they in fact enslaved the creatures of God, human beings, oppressed them. And for a long time spoiled their lives. And then the same knowledge which was at their disposal, you know that every knowledge is a step in a stage, is a stand in the ladder. Once you go up one step, you find the opportunity to go to higher steps. It is quite natural. And while ascending the stage of science, they manufactured atomic bombs, chemical bombs, chemical weapons. They destroyed generations. And many people now mourn, are just mourning the losing of their children. This is what happened in the political geography, division of the world into two blocks, the bullying block and those surrendering to bully, the oppressor and the oppressed. And that with a large gap, this political geography of the world, this cultural geography of the world in recent decades and in recent black centuries became so. My dear, the Islamic Revolution of Iran was a great human uprising against this situation. Our revolution is the scramble of Islam and monotheism. It was the scramble of justice, a scramble for human dignity in the world full of and replete with oppression. where the blessings of God, which are the gift of God to human beings, are used for oppressing the nations and the people. The revolution stood against this situation. Those who today recommend the Islamic Republic of Iran and Islamic system to return to the global system, to international system, are the ones who in fact are angry with this great movement among this nation, and at that juncture they are unhappy. Going back to the international system means surrendering to the unjust system and become part of this unjust system. This is what they want from us. And the Iranian nation for 30 years has stood powerfully and with self-confidence and with firm faith in its religion and says no to this ignorant, insane, illogical demand. And the pressures exerted on the Islamic Republic of Iran and the Iranian nation during these 30 years were because this revolution, they wanted to dislodge this revolution from this sublime status, from its spiritual stand, celestial stand, which really paves the way for raising human beings. Of course, evidently, they have failed. And more evidently, they won't be able to do so. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهَ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. They want to extinguish the light of God and monotheism, light of justice, light of dignity, honor, and pride in obedience of God. Once this light illuminates the hearts of human beings, no hand can extinguish it. My dear young sons, you are the safeguards and guards of such a sublime sacred identity. You should be proud of that. The IRIGC, that is Islamic Revolution Guard Corps of Islamic Revolution, is in fact grew out of the most faithful youth in the early days of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. You have not seen those days. Those youth were of the same age that you are now, 20 years, 18 years, 22 years of age. IRGC was established with firm determination, iron determination of those youth, with very great, sublime, unachievable faith. And from the early days, they went to the battlefields for holy struggle. They imposed war by the enemy on Iran, aimed to extinguish the revolution. But the same imposed war fanned the flames of the force of revolution and the morale of the revolution. The dear young soldiers regained their glory in the battlefield, and their talents flourished, and their pure hearts became more illuminated. And although they were young, great commanders came out of them, men with deliberation and thought. And the Islamic Revolution and Islamic system of Iran forever is proud of them and is indebted to them forever. You are the followers of those dear ones. You are the substitute of those pioneers. It is said that kullu yawmin ashura wa kullu ardhin karbala, or karbala. It means that time passes, but the events going on in man's life, the truths of creation remain intact. And in every stage of time, human beings have to play their role. If they play their role properly, at the proper moment, on its time, then everything will be well organized and will become orderly. The nations will grow, humanity will expand and be promoted. Those youth did so and played their roles. And the outcome is this. After 30 years or decades since those days, you see that the Iranian nation, with their efforts and with the struggles, continuing their efforts with the guidelines of, with really prophetic guidelines of the late Imam, the nation is achieving the peaks one after another, the summits one after another. The days of war, particularly the early years of war, if you remember those days, if you remember the lack of ammunition and also experience among the youth in the volunteer forces and in the IRGC, and if you compare those situations with today's progress and achievements, scientific research, experimental progress today, then you realize the change. At the university you learn and you equip yourself with thought and idea, and also you prepare yourself regarding your morale and readiness in a very glorious way, and you traverse this path. This is the university you are studying in. By studying in this university and by graduating in this university, you should consider this a great blessing of God. You should be proud of that, preserve it, and go ahead. Your country needs faithful youth. And today, with the grace of God, with the blessings of God, despite the intermittent plots of the enemies, which is concentrated mainly on the enemy, on the youth, our youth is moving towards God and divine guidance. To the unhappiness of the enemies, our youth is faithful, is committed. Our youth today, compared to 30 years ago, 25 years ago, if not ahead of those young men, is not behind them. That was a burning furnace. That was a great experience of during the imposed war, which prepared the ground for flourishing of the talents. And in every outstanding generation, if that situation is given to any generation, that miracles will be worked. You are in another arena, an area, an era. In the field of science, in the field of progress regarding your spirituality and self-purification and readiness for defense. These are the fields you are in. The enemies, the great arrogant powers of the world, and the enemies of the nations, not only the enemy of the Iranian nation, the enemies of humanity, virtue, and the enemies of the nations, normally live through intimidation of others. By showing their teeth, they try to go ahead. And they always demonstrate their power and the muscle and impose it on the nations, and then they oppress the nations. Do not fear the muscles of the superpowers. Your spiritual muscle and power is more in the hearts of the nation compared to their material power. When you rely on your faith, your readiness, your deliberation, your knowledge, your insightful calculation, then when the great values stemming from the revolution are honored by you and are respected, and preserve your faith with that, with those values, then you create a power in the hearts of the nation, a prestige in the hearts of the nation, which is greater than the prestige in the heart of the ignorant nations. Today, the enemies know that the Iranian nation, the faithful youth of Iran, and the determined men, and the officials and statesmen who are committed and proud of commitment to values, which are the asset of the Iranian nation, so the Iranian nation doesn't fear any intimidation and any threat. They know this. Now, you are wearing the uniform of guarding the revolution. Then in this uniform, you have to strengthen this faith and this belief in the hearts of the nations. Purify yourself spiritually. Obedience to God, worshipping God, causes human beings not to fear, not to surrender to any bullying power, to any bully. Bear in mind that those who have realized the divine glory feel a glory in themselves which can withstand the greatest powers in the world. Increase your obedience to God every day. O God, the youth who are here and the soldiers of Islam and the armed forces, the army, the IRGC, the law enforcement forces, the volunteer forces of Basij, are our forces. I just beseech you to bless them all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.